From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Missouri's transportation system appears to have taken one step forward and one step back in the aftermath of this year's legislative session. First, the House failed to take up and vote on the Senate's proposal to raise Missouri's fuel tax by 6 cents a gallon, which would have also required voter approval this fall. MoDOT Director Patrick McKenna suggests that his agency needs to work harder at letting lawmakers know that more revenue has to be found for transportation.
We need some more time and effort, I guess, in that process.
The step forward was the revival of the state's cost share program, in which local governments pay part of a cost for a road or bridge project in exchange for speeding up construction. Lawmakers approved $20 million to reboot the program effective July 1st. By comparison, the program contained $40 million a year before it was suspended in 2014. Still, McKenna calls it a positive move.
There are a lot more needs out there than what $20 million can deliver, so we have to bring a sensible plan forward.
Those needs include numerous aging bridges across Missouri. In the St. Louis area, there's a bridge that carries U.S. Highway 61 across a branch of Brawn Creek in Jefferson County. That bridge was built in 1900, making it 116 years old. State bridge engineer for MoDOT Dennis Heckman noted that there are bridges that could be older than that, but have no record. A former state lawmaker is suing over an associate of University of Missouri law professor and attorney general candidate's emails. Former Republican Representative Kevin Elmer sued the university system and Republican candidate Josh Howley on Wednesday, saying the university violated the Sunshine Law. Elmer says he requested university records on Howley last May to see whether he received support from the university to run for office. Elmer says he was overcharged and that the process is taking too long. Howley faces an August 2nd primary against Senator Kurt Schaefer. Howley's spokesman said the lawsuit is meant to distract voters from what he described as problems with Schaefer. A spokesman says the University of Missouri system is responding in a timely manner and that Elmer's request is extensive and one of 714 requests made last year. Authorities are monitoring high water levels along the Current and Jack's Fork rivers in southwest Missouri to determine if sections of the rivers have to be closed to paddlers for the Memorial Day weekend. A spokeswoman for Ozark National Scenic Riverway says it's difficult to predict several days in advance whether the rivers will reach flood stage, but both rivers can rise rapidly. They also told the Springfield News Leader that they close the river sections when areas rise above flood levels. A section of the Current River was closed on Wednesday because of the rain from Tuesday. The spokeswoman said paddlers should check with the Ozark National Scenic Riverway's social media to see if sections have been closed. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.